back on...
14?
14?
Yes. Number 14 is from the Chief Informational Officer, IMSB, requesting authorization to execute a professional service contract amendment with the Security Micromanaging Corporation. Microimaging Corporation.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
Larry Pinella, Interim Chief Information Officer. I'm going to introduce the two other people at the table with me. I have Mr. Jimmy Lindsay, who is our IT Manager of Applications, and Ms. Wendy Crowley, who is our Interim Project Management Office Manager. The item that we have before you is a request to amend a contract with Security Microimaging Corporation to assist us in implementing capital project WO205 Fiscal Automation Program. We've had a contract and have been working with SMI since 2008 on a project or a tool called OnBase. We would like to give you a little bit of an informational report on OnBase, what it is, because I do feel that we are just hitting the tip of the iceberg of what this particular tool can do. It's all about automating manual processes and getting rid of paper. And with 43 different departments, BHD, DHHS, law enforcement, we've got a lot of processes out there and a lot of manual processes, a lot of paper. And we do see this as being a game changer in Milwaukee County. In the essence of time, I am going to make my presentation much briefer than it was earlier. So we are going to tell you, you know, what is OnBase, and then I'm going to give you a couple of examples of a county process that we have right now, and through OnBase, what that process is going to look like. So with that, I'm going to turn the microphone over to Jimmy.
Thank you. And Chairman, Supervisors, OnBase is manufactured by Highland Software and supported locally by SMI. It's an enterprise document management and workflow system that's designed to save time and money by automating business processes. OnBase is comprised of several mini modules, but there's four primary modules that get us the biggest bang, essentially. It's document management, workflow, e-forms, and application enabler. Now, at the core, OnBase is a document management system that is probably one of the best in the industry. It's endorsed by the American Hospital Association. It was rated at the upper end in what we call a golden quadrant by the Gartner Group in 2011. So it is a very robust, very flexible, easy-to-use document management system. Now, the OnBase workflow module is what we use to automate practically any business process. It is one of the best workflow systems that I've used, and it's rated very highly in the industry. It has a lot of out-of-the-box capabilities. But in addition to that, Highland provides us with pre-built templates like accounts payable template, human resource template that we can install in our system and modify according to our needs. They provide those templates to us free of charge. With OnBase, we're able to create what we call e-forms. E-forms are forms that we can host either on the internet or inside of OnBase that are used to drive business processes there, and they are especially used to replace paper documents. So e-forms really help us get rid of paper in our environment. And the last piece is something we're just getting into. It's really one of the most amazing pieces of OnBase is Application Enabler. We have a lot of legacy applications here, such as Advantage or even a new application like Legistar. Application Enabler allows us to connect the documents that are scanned and stored within OnBase to any other application. In fact, we've already tested this against Legistar. So in our test environment, we can actually pull up documents, green files, from the Legistar client. And with that, I'm going to give it to Lori and Wendy so they can show you the application. Thank you.
Turn it over. Wendy's going to go to the next slide. These are some business cases that we currently have: accounts payable, child support, county clerk, ethics and election, and medical examiner. I'm not going to go through all of those. I'm just going to give highlights in a couple of these so I can show the document management, the application enabler, and the workflow. Ms. Bryant approached me when I first came aboard to IMSD back in 2009, and she recognized the benefit of this particular application and said, you've really got something here. You've got something that could be a game changer for Milwaukee County. It's going to automate those manual processes and get rid of paper. We were in the process of doing the child support enforcement project when she brought accounts payable to our attention as a perfect example of how OnBase will work. And I'm going to give an example of what we do in accounts payable now for We Energies and what it will look like in the future. By giving this example, you're going to see how OnBase can work in our 43 different departments, and you're going to see the time savings, the money savings, and the overall efficiencies that this is going to create. So I'm going to ask Wendy to actually open up the application. Currently, we will be phase one, which is what this SMI contract is going to help us implement. Phase one of the We Energies, or the accounts payable project, is going to deal with We Energies invoices. We currently receive 800 to 900 We Energy bills per month. Those bills, I'm going to use the Parks Department as an example. Those bills come into Parks Department. Somebody opens up the envelope, tracks the invoice on an Excel spreadsheet, manually codes a document, sends it off to a manager for signature. It now goes down to accounts payable. There's a gentleman at accounts payable that receives all 900. He puts them in batches of 20. He writes manually, payment voucher number, page 1. Payment voucher number, page 2. All 20 pages. Then he types that into Advantage. He puts a cover sheet on that, sends that down to the treasurer's office. The treasurer's office then enters this document, again, all the coding. Then a check is cut. A copy of the check now comes back to accounts payable, and accounts payable takes that check, validates it against that stack of 20 invoices, that the dollar amounts are correct, writes up a certification sheet, signs it, walks that down to the treasurer's office, and the check is released. A lot of hands touch that document. You can see how it would take a week or 2 weeks to get that document processed. Eventually, with OnBase, invoices will come to us. Our goal is to get We Energies to send us these invoices electronically so we can get rid of those 900 pieces of paper. If they don't come to us electronically, the invoice will be scanned into the system, and it'll be routed electronically. What's nice about OnBase is it will automatically pick up the account number, the name, the due date, and the amount paid. So that doesn't have to be keyed in. It's automatically populated. Pre-population will also be this coding right here that shows what county department and what accounting string that it should be charged to. No longer will that need to be entered. It will now be workflowed through an email to manager. Manager will review it, approve it. It now is workflowed down to accounts payable. Individual accounts payable will say, okay, yep, approve. It now goes to the treasurer's office. Treasurer's office approves it. The check is now cut. The certification is automatic because you've taken away all the manual, the human error of possibly adding up the invoices incorrectly. The check is now out. Something that took a lot of time and a week to 2 weeks to process is now only going to take a day, 2 days, 3 days. There's time efficiencies that can be had there. There's also revenue efficiencies. It will help us pay our bills on time. Now, we are just looking at the Parks Department and IMSD to start with in our pilot with accounts payable, but we will eventually be moving this to the thousands of vendors that we have in the county. We're also looking at electronic fund transfers. We write over 100,000 checks in the county on an annual basis. If we don't have to write those checks anymore, we're getting rid of the paper and we're getting rid of the stamps. So again, additional revenue savings. The next example, and I'm going to be very quick on this, and I'm not going to get into all the details, but I want to give an example of document management. This is child support enforcement. We are substantially complete in automating the child support enforcement's procedures. Quite labor-intensive, many different facets to it, but I'm not going to get into all of that. The one thing that I do want to talk about, however, is the 9 million documents that are the case files. Those 9 million documents were stored in a room, in boxes, and we were paying for that physical storage. Now those 9 million documents are now located right here in these, what we call files. They're like mini file cabinets. We can't open up these and show you these because of HIPAA requirements. But these 9 million documents are right there. They're more secure because they're not subject to fire, to flood, to human error where one is lost. They're located not, we back these up, which we call triple redundancy. It's backed up here in this building, it's backed up in another building, and it's backed up in a third place. So if we were to have a fire or a tornado here in the courthouse, those 9 million documents are still secure. Eventually, down the line, this is why I think this tool can be a game changer. We pay Coakley to store millions of our documents, And CSE is a prime example. We're required to keep case files for 50 years past the date that a case closes. We have a lot of those requirements out there. So we are so very paper heavy. This particular tool, this particular project is going to save us millions of dollars down the line. The last example that I'm going to give you is the Ethics and Election Commission. And the people sitting at this table, as well as myself, are responsible for filling out the Statement of Economic Interest form. That will now be done electronically. We all remember where we've gotten those pink envelopes with our SEI forms in there, and we have to fill them out, have them notarized. We will be doing this electronically so that the e-form will be provided to you electronically. You'll go in and fill it out. It will then be stored. It'll be routed to Veronica's office, to the Ethics and Election Commission office. And that data will then be stored in OnBase. So next year, when you go to fill out your Statement of Economic Interest, everything will be pre-populated from this year, so you're not rewriting the same thing over and over again. These documents will be stored, no more paper documents again. We've been meeting with with several of the county departments, introducing, giving the full PowerPoint presentation and giving the examples of the clerk's office and the medical examiner's office and a little more detail on CSE, because we want them to see the benefits of this. And we've heard from them, we'd love to automate our county contracts and have our county contracts stored in one place so that we have universal access to all contracts. We've heard about with the workers' compensation program, about human resources, that if personnel files can be located on base, and etchers and tech and all those types of things could be rerouted and workflowed because there's so much paper, so much manual process. As we meet with those departments, we have a link on the intranet site where they are typing in, we'd like to automate our transportation billing. We'd like to automate our this, that, and the other thing. And we are taking those items and working with Ms. Bryant to prioritize and look at, as we work with SMI and we build these modules, our team is being trained at the same time so that we can start taking on this responsibility ourselves and not bring in the contractors down the line. We become very proficient in this. It's exciting. It's going to be a game changer. Automating lots of manual processes and getting rid of the paper.
Okay. Any questions, Supervisor? Supervisor Smith.
Thank you. It certainly sounds exciting. And a lot of work. And I particularly like the piece where so many times we bring in consultants or other groups that we say we're going to wean off, and we go for years and years and keep them. But this is, in your opinion, and other people would agree who looked at this, that this is something that our own staff will be capable of doing in a shorter period of time. That's a given.
Chairman, Supervisor Schmidt, yes. Currently, through the implementation with the Child Support Enforcement Department, our team was working with SMI and did receive training. And Mr. Lindsay has implemented scanning of the green files and indexing of the green files with the county clerk's office. We also have that we've done some current work with medical examiner's office, and these are things that we have done internally. So, yes, our team is picking up the skill set as we move forward. With the complexity of our departments, accounts payable, human resources, law enforcement, we are going to have to tap into SMI. I see down the line, but the more we start getting our hands on this tool, the more we're going to learn ourselves. In talking to Ms. CJ Paul, when she was at Child Support Enforcement, she was learning the workflows, and it was so user-friendly that she was able to develop her own workflow in the system and didn't even require IT support to do so. So, yes, I do see us weaning off of this.
Any other questions?
Just a follow-up more. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've heard the term user-friendly many times before, and I don't find a lot of programs in the county user-friendly. But that's more of an HR question, I'm sorry. But that's coming, I guess, too. But, again, here I see here, the increased capital expenditures and, to save money down the line, usually, the buzzword means we have to put a lot of money up front. Have you figured this out in your budget? Obviously, I think you've made a case for it, and we'll see as time goes on, that this has the potential to save us millions of dollars, as you said.
That is the opinion of Laurie Pinella, but I do see this down the line, and this isn't going to be a two-year project. We have 43 departments. This is going to be a few years down the line. It depends on, we also, IMSD runs 148 applications. We support 3,300 users. There's just a lot of work on a day-to-day basis, but we are moving more and more towards this application.
Thank you very much.
Supervisor DeBoer.
Move approval.
Okay, Supervisor DeBoer moves approval. On that, on the approval, Madam Clerk.
Supervisor DeBoer.
Aye.
Mayo.
I excuse for the rest of the session.
Thank you. Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 4-0.
Thank you. Next item, Madam Clerk.